And we will open our next public hearing, which is LD 957.
Hello. Good afternoon. Senator Rafferty, Representative Murphy, and esteemed members of the Joint Standing Committee on Education and Cultural Affairs. My name is Ellie Sato, and I represent House District 109, which includes part of Gorham. And I'm proud to be here today to present LD 957, an act to integrate Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander history into the statewide system of learning results. So this bill would do just as the title states. It would integrate Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander, or ANHPI, as I will call and later in my testimony, history into our state's K-12 learning results. And during the next learning results review, the following subjects would be considered, but not mandated: the history of AANHPI in this state, New England, and in the United States, the contributions of AANHPI leaders who advanced civil rights from the 19th century to the present day, the contributions of AANHPI individuals in government, the arts, humanities, and sciences, and the contributions of AANHPI communities in the economic, cultural, social, and political development of the United States. And this bill would also direct the Department of Education to form a volunteer advisory group to collect information and prepare materials for teaching on this subject matter. The group would include scholars in this area, members of AANHPI organizations, the state archivist, and members of the public with personal experience to inform the collection and preparation of these materials. To illustrate why this bill is necessary, I would like to take us back to March of 2020, when the entire world shut down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. While we were quickly transitioning into shelter in place and social distancing policies, I remember seeing news clips of fellow Asian Americans experiencing violence and hatred. It was not uncommon to hear COVID-19 called the, quote, Wuhan virus or the Chinese virus. And according to the Anti-Asian Hate Crime Report in 2021, hate crimes against Asian Americans surged by 145% nationally in 2020. I'll repeat that number, 145%. 1 in 6 Asian American adults across the country experienced a hate crime or hate incident in 2021, which was an increase from 1 in 8 in 2020. 8 out of 10 Asian Americans have experienced bullying, either online or in person, with 60% of incidents involving Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander youth under the age of 17 being bullied by adults. And Maine was not immune from this trend. Many Asian American Mainers felt the widespread fear of violence as a result of the pandemic's rhetoric, especially as hate crimes against Asian Americans increased in the state. And sadly, we won't know the full extent of this change because hate crimes against AANHPI are often unreported due to a culturally based distrust in government. By including this information in the history and on the history and contributions of Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, Pacific Islanders, in our schools here in Maine, we are working toward preventing future violence against AANHPI individuals from occurring. The 2022 report of the social tracking of Asian Americans in the United States found, through data analysis of a survey conducted, that education is the highest recommended solution to combat anti-Asian racism. They also found that there are significant gaps in knowledge around AANHPI history. When asked, quote, when you think about the history and experience of Asian Americans in this country, what significant events or policies come to mind, unquote. 42% of respondents said that they didn't know. And 46% of respondents reported that they were not at all familiar with the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1888 or other restrictions on immigrants from Asia. This is a deeply concerning statistic, especially since the Chinese Exclusion Act is an integral part of American history. By including AANHPI history and contributions in Maine's curriculum, we directly combat anti-Asian American stereotypes, including the long-standing belief that Asian Americans are, quote, not real Americans. There are many cost-effective and free resources available that educators can turn to related to AANHPI history. The Asian American Education Project have over 75 K-12 lesson plans that provide free virtual professional development workshops. The Public Broadcasting Service, also known as PBS, published a docuseries called Asian Americans, for which the Asian American Education Project has developed 36 lesson plans. The South Asian American Digital Archive also provides free virtual professional development workshops. And Make Us Visible, a national organization that supports state chapters, including Maine's chapter, has developed free K through 5 coloring books and a K through 8 book list that can be found on their website. And this bill would take that next step by ensuring that our schools are aware of these resources and that they are accessible to educators. By passing this legislation, we would be joining 7 other states that have enshrined AANHPI studies in state law with bipartisan support, including Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Florida. We have an opportunity to follow their lead and say that we are willing to stand up to anti-Asian hate and violence. Ensuring that AANHPI studies are in our curriculum is a matter of public safety, and ensuring that the next generation understands how AANHPI folks are part of our history, present, and future. And before I take questions, I would just like to make clear that I'm here also to support LD 1202 and LD 1474 as well. The sponsors of these bills, Senator Talbot Ross, Rep. Osher, and I have been working together in coalition to ensure the passage of our individual bills. Structurally, each of these bills are requiring different infrastructure to support implementation because each subject matter requires a different incremental step in the process. And each of these bills works to serve marginalized communities that have been ignored for far too long, but to merge the bills would be to undermine the logistical purpose of each bill. And in the context of the budget, merging these bills or any two of these bills to lower the fiscal note would have the impact of compromising the true intention of each bill. And with that, I would thank you for your consideration, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions at this time? I am hearing none. Thank you. Yes.
This is just for work session.
Yeah, turn, right. your microphone. Yeah. I'm looking at the Maine Principals Association testimony again.
Okay.
And I'm finding some directives that I'm going to do some of my own research since I dealt with the Maine Learning Results for most of the years of my teaching, but they make some pretty important statements about, you know, the work that is being done and how this is included within curriculum work. And I just want to have, if there's anything that our analysts can do to show some correlations between the existing learning results, and I too will do my own research there. I would appreciate that for work session.
Thank you.
In regards to this. Thank you.
Thanks very much. You said that was on the Maine Principals Association,
yes,
right? Thanks.
You can see.
I have it right in front of me. I just want to make sure it's okay.
The analyst reviews that and can show us, and I'll do my own work with this one. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? I am hearing none. So we do have some folks in the room that would like to testify in support. Please, when you come to the rostrum, if you would be kind enough to sign in and co-sponsors. I'm sorry, rushing. Thank you.
Hello, my apologies. I do not have my written testimony. I will deliver it to you later, so you'll listen, but you know, just to follow along. So, hi, good afternoon, Senator Rafferty. Representative Murphy and esteemed members of the Education and Cultural Affairs Committee, I'm Lori Osher. I represent District 25 in Orono. Thank you for the opportunity to speak as a co-sponsor in support of LD 957, an act to integrate Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander history into the statewide system of learning results. I am a Jewish American, born in the years after World War II into the cohort of Americans called the Baby Boomers. I was born and raised in the Philadelphia area in a suburb where at least a third and perhaps half of the residents were Jewish. Along the main street, there were not just churches on every other block. There were synagogues, too. In Sunday school, our curriculum included learning about the Holocaust. We learned about the way the Nazi government violated the rights of the citizens who were Jews, first preventing them from attending school, working in their workplaces, then rounding them up, sending them to internment and death camps created by the Nazi government. I also learned about the anti-immigration laws that had been created in the U.S. in the 20s and limited the number of Jews who could come to the U.S. And it was because of these laws so many Jews attempting to escape Nazi death camps were turned away from the U.S. I didn't learn it in public school. Many decades later, or at least the bit about the death camps, is part of the public school curriculum in most of the U.S. I didn't learn anything about the history of Asian Americans or Pacific Islanders and their experiences, their successes, and the ways they've contributed to the making of America. I first learned about the contributions of Chinese Americans in building the railroads and other infrastructure in California when I moved to Northern California to work for the Forest Service when I was 28 years old. And I went to some of the top schools in the country. My high school is one of the, my K through 12 is one of the top in the entire country. And my PhD is from University of California, Berkeley. So I'm not undereducated, theoretically. But I moved to Northern California. I worked in Big Bar, population 200. The closest town was Weaverville. It was sparsely populated there, maybe a few thousand in a 30-mile radius. But in the 1800s, the area was teeming with gold miners and woodworkers and railroad builders and people managing the booming business of timber, prospecting, and association development of transportation networks. This was far from Northern California, in the mountains, the Coast Range, near the Oregon border. Big Bar is California's equivalent to Maine's unorganized territory. There was a small state park in Weaverville, the Joss House State Park. There was a Taoist temple there built in 1874, the oldest continuously used Chinese temple in California. The park was information about the Chinese community thrived when Weaverville was booming. The fact that there were lots of Chinese people in the U.S., in the 1800s or at any time was news to me. We had a little Chinatown in Philly and that was about it. So I just didn't know. Wouldn't it have been great if my public school, then considered one of the best school districts in the country and included educating me about the Chinese who built the railroads in the West, and then were the first group to be impacted by anti-immigrant laws, in particular the Chinese Exclusion Act? The Chinese were the first to be limited by the ugly anti-immigrant fervor that tends to well up in the U.S. from time to time. After my stint in Big Bar, I went to graduate school in Berkeley to complete a PhD in the study of the importance of soil organic matter sequestration for slowing the accumulation of the CO2 in the atmosphere caused by people. I received a grant to study soil surface chemistry and the mechanisms of soil organic matter sequestration and loss, specifically soil organic matter and mineral interactions. What does this matter? Prior to studying the interactions, I needed to get the soil. To get soils from volcanic ash, I was headed to Hilo, Hawaii. A researcher in my department suggested I contact his brother when I got to Hilo. His brother was the dean at the University of Hawaii at Hilo. What does this have to do with Maine? And me saying that we should have Asian American studies as part of our curriculum, the two brothers, both excellent scientists, had been raised on a farm in California until they and their families had been interned in concentration camps during World War II by the American government because their parents were immigrants from Japan because they were Japanese Americans. They shared with me their stories about living in the camps and about the fact that their dad was serving in the U.S. military at the very same time. I was shocked to learn that during World War II, my own country had limited the rights of citizens, kicked Japanese children out of school, prohibited Japanese American adults from working but not serving in the military, interned whole families in camps. I was shocked that even my community, the Jews, who were so concerned about teaching their children about the horrors of the Holocaust, that they made sure to teach it in Sunday school, which I can tell you was its own kind of trauma, and hadn't had the knowledge of what the U.S. did to its own citizens, other immigrants, who had come to the U.S. to make a better life for their children. I'm pleased to say that when discussing this upcoming bill with my 11-year-old neighbor this weekend, he informed me that his teacher, the fabulous Debbie White, one of the many excellent schools, social studies teachers in the Orno schools, just taught his class about the treatment of Japanese Americans by the U.S. government in World War II. But as we know, while this information is available in Mrs. White's class and to some children in other classrooms in Maine, it isn't being shared with all our children because we do not require it. And it's pretty important information to know who we are so we don't repeat our mistakes. Maine school curriculum, and also so we know how many fabulous people there are in the U.S. that we don't talk about in our schools. So Maine's school curriculum should include how past and present practices have disadvantaged Asian Americans in Maine and the U.S., and how Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have contributed important discoveries, leadership, and excellence. I encourage you to vote ought to pass on LD 957.
Thank you. We have any questions at this time? I'm hearing none. Thanks very much for your testimony. Anyone else who would like to speak in support?
Good afternoon, Chair Rafferty, Chair Murphy, and distinguished members of the committee. My name is Yuji Smith, and I am an Asian adoptee, and I live in Edgecombe. Also, I am a 10th grader at Waynefleet School, am a board member of the Chinese American Friendship Association of Maine, and a National Act to Change Youth Ambassador. I support this bill. LD 957 is important to me because, according to the U.S. Census, Edgecombe is the most rural community in the whitest county in the whitest state in the country. While there has been some mention of Asian contributions in my high school history classes, there's not a mandatory Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander curriculum. I believe that there should be more Asian American, Hawaiian, Pacific Islander studies in K-12 schools. Having Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander studies in schools will help students learn about events important to Asian American history and our collective history in general. This would foster inclusivity in our youth, so no Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander will have to face racism, as I did during COVID and even before. In elementary school, my class is working on a family tree project, and one of my classmates saw a young photo of me. He told me that I looked like a monkey. Including Asian American history in classrooms is crucial. Learning about Asian American history in schools will help other Asian adoptees like me learn to accept their identity. Learning about Asian American history will make all students realize how Asian Americans made an impact. I urge you to vote in favor of LD 957 and move it out of committee with haste. Thank you for your time and for listening to my testimony.
Thank you. Questions? Representative Murphy.
Thank you. Thank you for spending part of your vacation with us. It's not as probably the most exciting thing you could be doing. I'm sorry for your experience in elementary school. That's rotten. Could you tell me, because we need to ask questions, what you think you might be doing after high school?
I sort of want to get into politics.
So it's not bad you spent your vacation day here, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like a little internship. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions from the committee? Thank you. Hearing none, thanks very much for your testimony. We appreciate you being with us today and enjoy the rest of your break. Do I have Kimberly Smith in the room?
Good afternoon, Chair Rafferty, Chair Murphy, and distinguished members of the committee. Thank you for this opportunity to support the AA and HPI community and LD 957. My name is Kimberly Smith. I live in Edgecombe with my Asian American daughter, Yuji, who was adopted from China. I passionately and strongly support LD 957. LD 957 is important to me, as I've personally witnessed my daughter experiencing racism and being othered many times during her young life, and increasingly so since COVID. She has experienced bullying in many forms, including the following: the stereotypical Asian eye gesture, fake Chinese talk and writing, line cutting, labeled as Chinese cutting, a young photo of her being called a monkey, less than human, being called colored, and being run away from on the playground repeatedly while everyone else plays the Chinese flute tag game. Also twice while walking locally with my daughter, a passerby whispered in my ear, menacingly so, "My country, not hers." We have all seen the rise of anti-Asian bullying, violence, and racism since COVID. And my concern is with the current national politics of othering. This situation is only going to get worse. I believe that teaching of AA and HPI history offers a long-term preventative measure against anti-Asian American bullying, hate, and violence. In my opinion, educating the youth of Maine in this inclusive format will ameliorate othering and racism. Thus, I wholeheartedly support this bill. I sincerely and emphatically urge the committee to favorably vote LD957 out of committee. I would like to thank the committee for your time and for hearing my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing it. And I'm sorry for your daughter's experience, but I'm sure she will gather strength from your testimony today. Questions from the committee? I'm hearing none. And again, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alicia Ray, please. Is there Alicia in the room? Yes.
I did make a rookie error and not staple the written testimony. I am so sorry about that.
I'm still making errors every day.
Oh, it's good to know I'm in good company. Senator Rafferty, Representative Murphy, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Education and Cultural Affairs, greetings. My name is Alicia Ray, and I am a policy fellow at the American Civil Liberties Union of Maine, a statewide organization committed to advancing and preserving civil liberties guaranteed by both the Maine and U.S. constitutions. On behalf of our members, I urge you to support LD 957, excuse me. Maine law already requires that students in the state's public schools are taught American history, African American studies, Maine studies, and Wabanaki studies. This bill would add the requirement of teaching the history of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander people and their experiences. Beginning in 2020, violence against AANHPI people surged across the country. In the year since, hate crimes against AANHPI people have dramatically increased, with reports finding almost half of South Asian adults in the U.S. experienced a potential civil rights violation, and 43% experienced a hate act in 2023. One way to help decrease violence, prejudice, stereotypes, and discrimination against the AANHPI community is to integrate that history into school curriculum. Given this particular moment in history following the COVID-19 pandemic and the rise in anti-Asian racism and xenophobia that came with the pandemic, Maine would benefit from adding Asian American studies to its curricula. Children's education should be inclusive and representative of all of our communities. In addition to using an educational curriculum to combat anti-Asian sentiment in Maine, studies show students who see themselves represented in curriculum demonstrate better outcomes. But in Maine, those students aren't seeing themselves reflected in their studies, increasing the chances of both discrimination and hate. Please vote that LD 957 ought to pass. There's a typo in that. I'm so sorry. And do so in support of inclusive classrooms for all. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee? Again, not hearing any. I want to thanks very much for you being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Sonia Thomas.
Thank you, committee. My name is Sonia Thomas. I'm a professor of women's gender and sexuality studies at Colby College. I'm a second generation South Asian American. My daughter is third generation South Asian American. I've lived in Maine for the last 12 years. She spent most of her life here. 13 years. I've been lived here. I was born and raised in Montana.
Thank you.
I'm submitting this public testimony to urge you to pass LD 957. My daughter is now 14 and has grown up in the Waterville public school system. She has never learned about Asian American history in her schooling. Never. When she was in second grade, the school put on a play, an Oriental play. Oriental is a word that means foreign, and it was tied to language used to justify Japanese-American internment. It was removed from all federal policy documents due to its association with anti-Asian sentiments. This Oriental play is called Tiki Tiki Tembo. It was written by a white woman in the 1960s and depicts a quote-unquote funny story with weird Asian names. My daughter has a South Asian American name. So I went searching for discussions about this play. I found a blog by a Chinese American author, Grace Lin, who reposted a message by Irene Rideout explaining in a very gentle way how this story, quote, perpetuates the stereotype that Chinese words and names sound like nonsensical syllables, end quote. As Rideout further explains, quote, in 1968, when cultural diversity wasn't a major issue as it is today, any book that featured a foreign culture was probably welcomed, even if it's for its novelty factor. But now that it's 2012 and the children's sections of our library are filled with authentic books about other cultures, there's no longer any need to rely on this inauthentic tale like Tiki Tiki Tembo as an example of Chinese culture, end quote. So I suggested to my daughter's elementary school that we invite Grace Lin, this Chinese American author, to the school and read her books. Not to condemn any teacher or the school or the play that was used or the term Oriental, but for students to actually try and start to learn about Asian American culture. I was met with hostility, and I don't use that word lightly. I was met by hostility from the school. A few short years later, a group of middle schoolers from around the nation formed a group called AAPI Youth Rising. They asked teachers, they created a pledge for teachers around the country, 1-180. This is a typo, it should say 180. 180 is the standard instructional days on average for schools. They asked teachers to pledge just one day, one of those days, to Asian American Pacific Islander history. As they write, quote, Asian American history is American history. Yet only a few Asian American Pacific Islander stories are taught in K-12 schools. With the increasing awareness of the invisibility of Asian American histories, it's more important now more than ever that we hear these diverse stories, end quote. This past weekend, I attended the Association for Asian American Studies conference, and I was very excited to see the organization called Foundations for Futures. They have created a textbook called Asian American and Pacific Islander Multimedia Textbook, generated by experts in the field with dynamic online platforms, textbook adoption, outreach, and teacher trainings. They gave me this flyer if you're interested. So the templates for Asian American instruction sourced and informed by Asian American scholars already exists and is easy to implement. I will say I wrote this testimony really early this morning because I was coming to actually testify for LD 1474. And I teach South Asian American history in the state of Maine. Colby College was the second college in the nation to recognize caste as a protected category. A lot of people in the state of Maine have questions about issues of caste in South Asian Americans. South Asian Americans are the second largest growing group after Mexican Americans in this country. And in the state of Maine, once Colby College passed caste as a protected category, I've given lectures all over the state of Maine. I gave a lecture at Rockport University attended by 150 patrons. And this year, we invited Yashika Dutt, who is a Dalit American, to speak about her experiences of casteism in the United States. They had so many people on the waiting list. They had to make a waiting list for fire hazard reasons. So there is interest in the state of Maine to learn about Asian American histories. So I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much. Any questions from members of the committee? Yeah, hearing none. Thank you for your testimony. Appreciate you being with us today. I have Dick Farnsworth.
Yes, I have a dual responsibility here, having been on the committee before and trying to abide by the traditions and the standards. I'm presenting you with a gift from Thomas Jefferson. When we lived in Philadelphia, we went to the City Tavern and were served dinner, and along with that came biscuits from Thomas Jefferson. And I said, that's very curious. And so I talked to the server, and she said, yes, indeed, these were his most favorite items. They're a combination of sweet potatoes and pecans. And so that was his favorite thing. So I'm bringing you a gift from Thomas Jefferson. So
thank you. And I just will be grateful if it wasn't him that baked them. So,
no. Hopefully, they're not as brick solid as they would have been had he made them.
Thank you very much.
Senator Rafferty and Representative Murphy, thank you very much for being. My name is Richard Farnsworth, and what I have to say basically is going to be repetitive in terms of what people have already said, and certainly more magnificently than I will be probably presenting. What the bill that we have before us, LD 957, an act to integrate Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander history into the statewide system of learning results, is a part of a process of taking a look at our minority populations that have that we have. America is a country made up of immigrants, let's face it. The only ones who don't qualify, of course, are our Native Americans who were here and from whom we borrowed an awful lot of territory. So we're really talking about beginning to, and with the onrush of Northern European population that came over, we have sort of lost the fact that there are a lot of different people from different cultural and racial backgrounds in our country that need to be recognized for what they are and the tremendous contributions that they have made. We already have legislation which basically deals with that in terms of the African Americans, the Wabanaki, and looking at the issues around genocide and the Holocaust. What we're doing with this particular legislation is basically filling in a gap that has existed for, my God, forever, ever since we had Asian Americans coming into this country. And so this is an effort to basically take and stop that process, create an opportunity for the development of a curriculum that we can, and obviously there are resources readily available that can do this, and begin to bring this into the public schools on a consistent and effective basis. So I think I remember when we originally were talking about the presentation of African Americans in Maine in our committee hearings, the issue came up consistently that our curriculum already is so packed with stuff, and we have just, I'm sure Representative Dodge will remember some of that, and it is, the teachers have just so many hours in the year in order to pack things in. Bringing in more is going to be a real challenge. And what this is going to be able to do is basically allow for a group of advocates and people with expertise to put together something that hopefully will be able to be spread out over a longer period of time, will have a greater impact, because it will take and generate a recognition that this particular population is here. They're going to stay here. They're very good. They have made a tremendous amount of contributions to our culture and to our economy and to our intelligence levels. And so we need to take and allow this particular process to start happening. And I would just urge you to pass this bill so that we can get the wheels moving. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And any questions from members of the committee at this time? You've done something. Representative Dodge usually would have one for former legislators. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for your... Do you have a question? I'm sorry.
Well, I have a request for work session. Yes. And I don't know if we have any DOE folks here, but, and he talked to it some, in, as a teacher, and any of us know about content time and content standards and what's within the learning results. And I'm wondering if the DOE could get us some information in regards to these contents, that these topics that we've discussed this afternoon so far with these bills are within social studies curriculums. Some of them, there needs to be some front loading prior to a learner delving into like the Chinese internment camps. And there's so much that needs to go forward. And I want to understand what we presently have in that area. When is it being taught? What time is spent in that social studies realm? We all know, at least I know, at the elementary and middle school level, social studies and science seem to take the greatest hit when we're working with, I see some nods, when we're working with content. So this is a big consideration, but we have to understand what our existing picture is. So anything DOE can do with what we already know about this content and how it's covered and when it's covered, because the learners have had what they needed prior to delving into those topics. I need to have a better picture. Again, I'm going to do some delving in myself, but if they could help, I would appreciate that.
Thank you. Representative Murphy?
Thank you. Just in response to that a little bit, Rep. Lyman, we have in our folder a packet from the DOE that gives us some of that information.
Yes.
Several pages stapled together. We just got it delivered to our desk from the clerk.
Do you want to just ask?
A bit.
Which folder?
The one. I don't know if it's this one or the previous one. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Yeah, and I'm not hearing any, so we will continue on. Please, I have. Is it Indriani?
Good afternoon, Senator Rafferty, Representative Murphy, and distinguished members of the Education and Cultural Affairs Committee. My name is Indriani, well, they call me Ina, Demers. I teach in Portland, and I've lived in Wiscasset for over 50 years, and I'm here today to testify to support LD 957. To require the implementation of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders history in our state's K-12 classrooms. This history serves as a long-term preventative measure against anti-Asian American bullying, violence, and hate, which we have seen proliferate over the past years in our main communities. You have heard some of the testimony saying that. This is not only for Asian American students, but it's also for other students who are in desperate need of knowing what Asian Americans are here and what we have contributed. I have been a Maine public school teacher in Wiscasset and Portland for over 36 years. I currently teach English to speakers of other languages, which is ESOL. I have also been elected and served as a school board member in Wiscasset for 6 years, during which I also sat on the board of director at the Maine School Board Association. And I'm an MEA member, still teaching at 75 years of age. My students come from many countries on the continents of America, Africa, and Asia. Like me, they and their families call Maine their homes, and we are proud to be here. I heard all the testimony, and I just want to tell you about my daughter also. She's already 40 years old now. That's 40. And she went to school at the Wiscasset Primary School while I was substituting for 12 years there. And I am sure she must have gone through a lot of those hate crimes, but she didn't tell me too many things. So in high school, she went into some kind of a depression. And we had to take care of her. And that all came from the comments and words that I probably never heard of. When she was in fifth grade, one of the teachers brought in some Japanese items, chopsticks included, and different things that the teacher was so proud to have these things. And that teacher changed her life. Because at that time, she wanted to actually acknowledge her heritage that she is Asian American. And I don't know what else she has gone through because she didn't tell me too many things. Because she knew that it would probably hurt me too. And that's why I'm here today. And I strongly urge you to favorably move LD957 out of committee with haste, because all my students need to know that Asian Americans, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders have contributed to this country in many different ways. In turn, this will also encourage my Asian American students to continue contributing to this country. I would also support LD1202 and LD1474, but in separate parts, not as a clump. Because it's important for each and every of our students to know exactly what has happened here in this country that we want to live in and we want to serve. I thank you in advance for your support in passing LD957 and the other thank you.
Any questions from members of the committee at this time? Yes, Representative Sargent.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's nice to see you again. I would just love to ask you, please, what countries are your current students from that you are teaching in Portland now? Just give us a sense of the range of the countries who are indeed becoming part of our community.
Thank you for that question. They come from different countries in Africa, mostly lately Congo, Rwanda, Angola, and their travels are so, I don't know how to exactly specifically tell you, because some of them came on the back of their mothers as a baby, and they are now in need of different things. Academics, probably not, but more of the mental and health, mental health, you know. And I have some from Iraq, from Iraq and I guess some part Iran and some from Cambodia, Vietnam. We have what the Thailand. And there are some from Nepal. So I don't speak any of those languages. And it's really difficult to teach them when they are learning English. And English is already hard enough for any of us. And yeah, my experience at the University of Southern Maine was also kind of, if I think about it now, when I asked the professor what a word means sometimes, he would tell me, go look it up in the dictionary. When I do that, I find five other words that I need to look it up. So it becomes like deeper and deeper, you know. So it would have been nice if he just told me what the meaning is that I could understand. So that's why I never direct my students look it up in the dictionary, because it's easier for me to make it easier for them to learn that they can remember. But that's the, aside from the cultural part, the language is also difficult. And the parents also. So, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Well, thank you for your testimony and thanks for your commitment to education. Thank you. That's all the folks that I had originally signed up as far as speaking as a proponent. Is there anyone that is that we overlooked in the room? Okay.
Hi, thank you. Sorry, I missed the sign-up sheet. I'm just going to run after this, so I'm awkwardly putting my backpack on. Hello to the Education and Cultural Affairs Committee. My name is Oriana Farnham. I'm a resident of Westbrook, Maine. I'm here in my personal capacity to testify in support of LD 957, an act to integrate Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander history into the statewide system of learning results. This bill is an important preventative measure against future anti-Asian hate in Maine. The root cause of anti-Asian hate in the U.S. is that Asian Americans are perceived to be perpetual foreigners in the U.S., as opposed to our neighbors and fellow Americans. Education is the most recommended solution to combat anti-Asian racism, as you've heard today. Integrating Asian history into existing American history curriculum offers two opportunities, as I see it, for students in Maine. All students will learn about American history, the positive and the negative, and hopefully will learn from the U.S.'s past errors in excluding, colonizing, and interning Asian people within and without the U.S. And in addition, all students will have the opportunity to learn from Asian Americans' many contributions to American society, building a more inclusive view of Asians' place in our communities here in Maine. This bill is important to me personally. I am part of the Vietnamese diaspora in the U.S. My mother immigrated to the Midwest with her family when she was 6 years old after the fall of Saigon in the Vietnam War. I was raised by a big, vibrant family. My grandparents' mother, aunt, and uncles raised me to be very proud of my Vietnamese culture. But outside of my family and our Vietnamese community in Ohio, the only messages I really learned about Vietnam in my public school education in Ohio was about the Vietnam War, and especially in media about the Vietnam War. In most American media about the Vietnam War centers around the experiences of American soldiers who were drafted into the war. And Vietnamese people in those stories and movies are usually indistinct enemies or victims. And my public school education in the U.S. gave me very little more than that when it came to Vietnam history and culture. I went to Bowdoin College, and classes in the Asian Studies department were transformative for me in my college years. I had grown up observing the casual ways that my grandparents and aunts and uncles and my mom were perceived by Americans to be outsiders or foreigners in every example from, you know, casual dismissal to explicit racism sometimes. And in these classes at Bowdoin, I learned that this comes from a long history of exclusions of Asians in the U.S., learning about exclusionary immigration policies for Chinese immigrants, Japanese internment during World War II, and the murder of Vincent Chin, for example, showed me the many faces of anti-Asian sentiment in American history and how to identify that sentiment in the present. It was really, really important for me. And I also had the joy of reading Asian American literature, which told stories in which I saw myself and learned new things, and finally got to see Asians as protagonists in their own stories rather than victims or enemies or foreigners, as they are sadly too often portrayed in our culture. And I credit this education for helping me become the person I am today. I am a lawyer, an advocate for economic and racial justice in Maine, a civically engaged member of Westbrook local government. I'm on the planning board, and a proud member of the Asian diaspora in the U.S. And it is very corny, but I think we say it for a reason, that knowledge is power. Please vote in favor of LD 957 to give all students in Maine access to a well-rounded American history education. If passed, I think Maine will reap the benefits for many years to come.
Thank you very much. Any questions in the committee? Seeing none. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes. Representative Crockett, would you want to take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. Representative Ed Crockett from District 112, which is part of Portland and part of Falmouth. And a special hello to the Honorable Representative Farnsworth.
Senator Rafferty, Representative Murphy, and distinguished members of the committee. My name is Marfine Chan. I'm the executive director of Kamai, Maine, and the project lead for Maine's first Asian American Community Center, which is going to be based in Westbrook. And I'm speaking in favor, in support of LD 957, a bill that would ensure the inclusion of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander history in Maine's statewide learning standards. As a Cambodian American and lifelong Mainer, I know what it feels like to grow up without seeing your family story reflected in the classroom. Just last week, we commemorated the 50th anniversary of the Cambodian genocide, a genocide that saw over 2 million people perish at the hands of Cambodian communists. I know the silence that follows when certain histories are left out. Students in Maine deserve to see the full picture. AANHBI communities have been part of the American story for centuries, building railroads, fighting in wars, growing businesses, advocating for civil rights, and raising families right here in Maine. Yet too often, these stories are left out of the curriculum. Including them is not about pushing an agenda, it's about teaching the facts. We also know from research and experience that when students learn about cultures and communities beyond their own, they're more likely to grow into empathetic, thoughtful citizens. In a time where polarization, misinformation, and division are on the rise, education can and should be a powerful tool for connection. Teaching AANHBI history is a small but meaningful way to build bridges and promote understanding in our schools and communities. LD 957 is a clear, focused step forward. It doesn't impose new mandates or overhaul local control. What it does is ensure that AANHBI history is acknowledged in the same way we already recognize other essential aspects of our national and our state's story. It provides educators with the guidance and support they need to teach this content well without adding unnecessary burdens. This bill reflects Maine values: truth, dignity, respect for our neighbors, and a deep belief in education as a public good. LD 957 is about inclusion, not division. It's about equipping our young people with knowledge, not ideology. And it's about making sure no one feels invisible in the story of America. Before I end, I just want to read our mission statement for Kamai, Maine. Kamai, Maine is a nonpartisan community organization working to improve the quality of life and the social and economic well-being of Cambodians in Maine through cultural exchange, community building, and civic engagement. Kamai, Maine also partners to support members of Maine's Southeast Asian and Pacific Islander communities and strives for solidarity with Black and Indigenous communities in Maine. And with that, I do also want to say that Kamai, Maine is very, very strongly in support of LD 339, LD 1202 and LD 1474, but I'm sure you don't want to hear me four times in a row. So I'll leave it at that. But I very much urge you to vote in favor of LD 957. And thank you for your time and your commitment to Maine students and communities. And thank you for my friend and fellow author, Representative Ed Crockett, for stalling and giving me some time to to sign up on this sheet. I'm available for any questions if you have any.
Thank you very much. Any questions at this time? Hearing none, but thanks very much for your testimony and being with us today.
Good afternoon. My name is Sol Wan. I actually hadn't planned to speak on behalf of this bill, but I was compelled by my former teacher, actually, Ms. Demers in the corner, in support of this bill. I am a resident of Portland, Maine. Thank you, committee members, for having me in front of you today. This is actually my first time speaking at the State House, and I came to speak on behalf of support for LD 1474. My education growing up in Portland was a mix of trying to integrate me into what is Maine and also trying to teach me English. And Ms. Demers was the first person to teach me Asian American life and history in the United States. And that was actually the last time I experienced Asian American education until my time at Bowdoin College when I was a student there. But this inspired me to pursue my first internship in San Francisco on Asian American history and life. Also my first research paper on how districts in the Bay Area were redlined to segregate Asian American people. And I think the conversations and the testimonies we've had today, me standing here, is a testimony that Asian American education is essential for Maine people, not only to learn about the American history, but to learn about the history of people they don't necessarily interact with all the time. I'm speaking as an ally because I'm not Asian American, and also for people to be people amongst people, right? Without that education, I would have never found myself pursuing something like an internship in the Bay Area, or even folks seeing me as a palatable person to pursue the internship at Bowdoin College. So I urge you to support this bill. I'm standing here in full support of it, and I hope that we can continue to see education as an avenue and an insight to America.
Thank you. Any questions for members of the committee? Representative Crockett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and welcome. Being a fellow Portlander and proud graduate of Portland High.
I went to Herring.
Oh!
Sorry. Bulldogs are great, though.
Still. What was your experience when you went through Deering with respect to any of the bills that we're talking about today?
I believe my experience at Deering actually shaped me into being able to bring communities together at Bowdoin College. I don't know. A lot of the times at Bowdoin, it seems like Bowdoin is kind of like this bubble outside of like the rest of Maine, knowing that Maine people are typically not in the tax bracket that you see at Bowdoin College, right? We are around farmers, people who work in agriculture, people who work basically essentially trade jobs, right? And that's what I understood of Maine. My parents, my dad was a taxi driver, my mom worked as a supervisor. So going to Bowdoin was a culture shock to me, but because of the education I had at Deering High School that emphasized the importance of integrating studies of all people in the education, I was equipped to go to Bowdoin and integrate my colleagues at Bowdoin, my peers at Bowdoin, into Maine communities. And so my experience was great. I was also class president, so I can't complain.
Thank you very much. Any other questions from the committee? Hearing none, thank you very much. Senator Libby, did I give you a chance to introduce yourself? I'm sorry if I didn't.
Well, I just got here, but thank you very much, Mr. Chair. My name is James Libby. I'm the senator from Senate District 22, and I reside in Standish, Maine.
All right. Good afternoon, Senator Rafferty, Representative Murphy, and members of the Education and Cultural Affairs Committee. My name is Dina Mulwell, and I'm a policy advocate with Maine Equal Justice. Today, we are pleased to testify in support of LD 957. An inclusive interdisciplinary education requires the inclusion of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander history. At a time where many of us are divided, ensuring that students have access to accurate, unbiased history is important. The exclusion of the diaspora's history erases the many contributions and experiences of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander people in areas such as work, politics, culture, and law. This bill creates an advisory committee to collect information and prepare materials for teaching Asian history and to develop and provide guidance to schools to integrate such history in the curriculum. As we continue to see an increase in the Asian diaspora in Maine, specifically Chinese, Vietnamese, and Cambodian, requiring this teaching is important as it shapes the realities of the many people within the community who call Maine home. LD 957 also requires the Department of Education to develop a process to enable schools to conduct an internal audit of its curriculum to ensure an equitable representation of the diaspora's history and culture. This audit promotes curriculum review and allows for suggestions to ensure teaching persists. At a time where Asian hate continues to grow, we must stand with the Asian American community. Current law fails to address the root cause of anti-Asian American hate, and this bill provides all students with an education that is both accurate and inclusive. Thank you for your consideration today. I vote that you ought to pass on LD 957. And I'll provide my written testimony in a minute.
Thank you very much. Any questions from the committee?
Thank you.
Thank you. If anyone else would like to testify in support, okay. Is there anyone in opposition? And I have one person, I believe, signed up for neither for nor against. Good afternoon, Ms. McIntyre.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Senator Rafferty, Representative Murphy, and members of the Education and Cultural Affairs Committee. My name is Deborah McIntyre, and I'm the Executive Director of the Maine Curriculum Leaders Association. On behalf of the members of MCLA, I offer testimony neither for nor against, thank you, LD 957, an act to integrate Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander history into the statewide system of learning results. MCLA acknowledges and supports the intent of LD 957 to ensure that the rich and diverse histories and contributions of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander communities are represented in Maine's educational standards. We believe all students benefit when the curriculum is inclusive, accurate, and reflective of the diverse society in which they live. However, we would like to emphasize that Maine has a well-established process for reviewing and revising the Maine learning results, which serve as the foundation for curriculum development across districts. The social studies standards in particular are reviewed on a regular basis and are developed through a collaborative process involving educators, content experts, and public input. This process ensures that content decisions are made in a comprehensive, pedagogically sound, and equitable manner. These social studies standards have been recently revised and are awaiting approval in the legislative process. Rather than addressing individual groups through legislation, we recommend that the committee consider engaging directly with the current and ongoing standard review process. If there are concerns that the revised standards do not adequately reflect the histories and experiences of certain communities, we do encourage the committee to provide clear direction to the Department of Education for further edits and reviews. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any questions, folks, from the committee? Yes, Representative Dodge, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hi. Hi. Nice to see you. Ms. McIntyre. My question is around the textbooks that our state schools use and the general knowledge that may or may not exist in the department or a curriculum advisory position about the differences in those textbooks and the amount of words, column, inches, whatever the measurement is of this textbook addresses this issue more at a more in-depth level than another textbook. What are we, you, this is a they, them, us. Oh dear, us, where are we in being able to analyze this school district uses textbook X, therefore those students aren't getting what they need in these categories.
Right. It's a very good question.
Is something like that happening, please?
So I can only speak from my own experience. And so we do know that in the state of Maine, it is local control. So every school district does their own textbook selection. They have their own policy on what that selection looks like. So there will not be a standardized textbook. In certain school districts, I do know that the policy actually has them walk through a diversity inclusion review of the textbook itself to see exactly what's present, whose voices are being heard. But we cannot say that that is across the state.
Thank you.
Any Representative Lyman, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And to go off Representative Dodge's question, I think for work session, I know I asked some big things, but even before I got done teaching, we weren't using textbooks. Textbooks were not the driver for social studies or science curriculums. So I'm just wondering how we can get a better grasp or understanding of, you know, what is the foundation that many of our schools, and I understand it's local decision making, but still people work collaboratively regionally. So once again, if we can have a picture of how this looks, I mean, I've been out for a few years, so and we weren't using, they weren't driving curriculum then. So I would like to see potentially the Principals Association could help us with that. MEA could help us with getting that information. Thank you. No, I'm seeing a no.
Thank you. Other questions? Hearing none. Thank you very much. Thank you. So we do have some online testimony relative to LD 957. I should have Grace, Ophelia, and Ray. Good afternoon, Grace.
Good afternoon, Senator Rafferty, Representative Murphy, and esteemed members of the Education and Cultural Affairs Committee. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. My name is Grace Valenzuela, resident of Cumberland, Maine. I came to Maine in 1986 from the Philippines and have worked in Portland Public Schools since then, first as a teacher leader, and as a director of the English and Foreign Language Development Programs. Currently, I'm the Executive Director of Communications and Family Community Partnerships for the district. I moved to Maine with hope and determination, drawn by the values of community, opportunity, and education that this state upholds. Over the years, I have dedicated myself to supporting students and families from all backgrounds, helping them feel seen, heard, and valued in our schools. Today, I speak in strong support of an act to integrate Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander history into the statewide system of learning results. Legislation that would bring long overdue representation into Maine's classrooms. As an Asian American educator, I have seen firsthand how powerful it is when students see themselves reflected in the curriculum. It validates their identity. It affirms their place in our shared story, and it fosters empathy among their peers. For many students of AA and HPI heritage in Maine, whose families may be the one of only a few in their towns, that representation is not just meaningful, it is essential. Sadly, most of us grew up learning little, if anything, about the role that Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders have played in American history, in labor movements, science and technology, the arts, public service, and civil rights. We did not learn much about Filipino veterans of World War II who fought under the American flag. We did not hear about Chinese immigrants who helped build the Transcontinental Railroad, nor the Japanese Americans who were interned during World War II, or Pacific Islanders whose lands and lives were impacted by US policy. These stories are not just AN and HBI stories. They are American stories. And our students deserve to learn them. This is not just about inclusion. It is about accuracy. It's about ensuring that every student in our state, regardless of background, learns a complete and truthful version of our collective story. By passing this bill, we have the chance to affirm the dignity and identity of thousands of AA and HBI students and families across our state. Representation in the curriculum promotes a sense of belonging, fosters cross-cultural understanding, and helps our students develop the critical thinking skills they need to engage thoughtfully with the world around them. By passing this bill, Maine sends a clear and powerful message that it stands against anti-Asian hate and racism. The recent rise in violence and discrimination toward Asian communities, both nationally and yes, even here in New England and Maine, is a painful reminder of the consequences of ignorance and invisibility. When students learn accurate history, when they understand our interconnected struggles and contributions, it builds empathy, it breaks down harmful stereotypes, and it creates schools and communities that are safer, kinder, and more inclusive for all. By passing this bill, the state of Maine has the opportunity to lead with inclusion and integrity. We can give our students the gift of a fuller, more accurate, and more inspiring education. We can show every child in Maine, whether they trace their roots to Portland or to the Pacific, that their history matters. I also urge you to support LD339, LD1202, and LD1474. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your commitment to making education in Maine more inclusive, truthful, and just.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Hearing none, thank you very much for being with us this afternoon. Have a good day.
You too.
Next up will be Ray Sage. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. All right, Senator Rafferty, Representative Murphy, and honorable members of the Joint Standing Committee on Education and Cultural Affairs. My name is Ray Sage, and I'm the Policy Coordinator for the Permanent Commission on the Status of Racial, Indigenous, and Tribal Populations. The Policy Committee of the Permanent Commission fully supports LD 957 as we support legislation that advances truth in education in relation to historically marginalized communities. Maine law currently requires that African American studies and Wabanaki studies be included in content standards. Why should we not also include teachings about Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander history? As we have heard from Representative Sato and Representative Osher and others who have presented ahead of me, AANHPI history grapples with questions of sovereignty, colonization, immigration, class, discrimination, cultural identity, and what it means to not only call the United States home, but Maine specifically. Understanding the complex histories of AANHPI communities, their successes, contributions, and how racist policies and practices have impacted them throughout history. Learning about this combats stereotypes, violence, and the erasure of these communities' stories at large. Following the similar framework as the African American Studies and Wabanaki Studies bills, LDN 957 offers Maine students and educators a more whole picture of how our nation came to be. Because many Maine communities are often composed of familiar faces and stories, it is easy to dismiss stories and identities that are not broadly represented at the local level. It is essential we build an education model that aids in the building of community cross-culturally, an act more essential now than ever. As a community, We can be prone to repeating harmful cycles when we do not take the time to understand the systemic issues under the surface. Comprehensive education can nourish minds and prevent racial tension and violence in the future. An education rooted in understanding our shared history is foundational to lasting societal change. Providing resources, solid guidance, and accountability structures to ensure our education goals are met in teaching Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander history is essential to making Maine a better place for us all. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Ray. Any questions from members of the committee? I'm hearing none. And if, did you send testimony?
Yes, I submitted it as well, but I can.
Thank you very much. No, we'll get it, but thank you very much for doing that. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, and just to confirm, done, Dylan? Okay. So, did we overlook anyone in the room? Okay, I will close the public hearing on LD 957 at this time.